Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios, they're fresh on vacation now, so they got some time to come on in and talk to us. State Senator John Molinar, how are you, John?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I talk to this guy quite often, State Representative Peter Petalia. Peter,
good morning,
how are
Kevin.
You?
Great to be in northern Michigan, and I know we're supposed to be on sort of a vacation, but we're actually working very diligently.
Okay, I was just going to say, you guys, you know, they call it vacation, but it's really not, is it?
Well, that's a great point. You know, we do have legislative session throughout the year, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and then we're usually in our districts on Mondays, Fridays, and on the weekends. And, of course, in the summer months, we spend more time in the district, and that's great because can't be in a better place than northern Michigan throughout the summer months.
That's right, and I know both of you guys love meeting with the constituents. You love getting in there, and you know, anything that's happening in the area, you're always out at or a part of, and that's a big part of the exposure thing. Really goes a long way, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, both John and I, and I know many of us reps that represent northern Michigan, we need to hear what people want to say. You know, yeah. We stop at the farm fields, we stop at the local businesses, the local party stores, and we even visit the radio stations.
You
Kevin.
Do, yeah. I think that's great. Well, let's talk about some of the things that are happening. One of them, the budget is completed already, right?
It sure is, and for the third year in a row, we've been able to finish it early, and so that people who receive funding from the state government know what they can expect, and it's been a very good process working with the governor and both chambers to get the job done.
Yeah.
When you deal with a budget that big, Kevin, you know, there's always things in there that maybe I don't like or maybe Senator Molinar doesn't like. But together, when you put it all in a package, it really makes sense. It's done early. It's on time. And the local entities that have been standing in line waiting to know what we're doing have an advantage now to put their budgets together.
Indeed. Now, any surprises in the budget? Anything there that, you know, the folks of Northeast Michigan would like to know about?
Well, I guess the surprise for local governments is they're going to be getting a few more dollars in revenue sharing back. That's going to be good. We put another $350 million in the road budget, so our local county road commissions will be seeing a few more dollars. Things are looking good.
You know, one area in healthcare that I think is helpful for northern Michigan is that we are improving the access by increasing the loan forgiveness for people who practice in primary care medicine. That'll help access to physicians in northern Michigan and as a recruitment tool. And that's something that's very important because when you think of OB services, you know, in some cases, women have to drive a couple hours to get to an OB physician. And so in this case, we're trying to make northern Michigan a place where these doctors want to locate and make sure we have you know, healthy children.
Yeah. Indeed.
Another good one for Northern Michigan is the Meals on Wheels program. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes what is misunderstood about Meals on Wheels is it's just a healthy meal that's delivered. But for a lot of these seniors that are homebound, it's actually the social interaction that they get that day. And we brought that up to another great funding level, higher than it was last year. $65 million back into early childhood, which the governor is strongly about. Mm-hmm. These are great programs for Northern Michigan.
Indeed.
And one other area that Peter and I can highlight and we can talk more about is we're trying to make sure that the Department of Natural Resources invests more in northern Michigan to improve habitat and again, work with us on some of these important priorities.
Now, that's a nice lead-in. When you came in the door, first thing you said was, Peter, that there's some good news about baiting. And I know I saw it in the paper. Somebody was asking about baiting, and I had mentioned you, and I thought, well, this is a good opportunity for you to expand.
And it's good. And Senator Molinar and I have both been working behind the scenes on trying to get Iosco County fully open for baiting. And I know your broadcast goes all the way through Alcona and Alpena and up into Presque Isle, so it goes the full range of my and John's district. The challenge is the 452 DM zone is the TB's hot zone for the department to look at. So we're trying to do things in baby steps. And Iosco County has a clean record this year. There has not been a TB animal found as far as the white-tailed deer population goes. So I was just getting off a conference call as I was walking in, and I'm feeling pretty confident that we're going to be able to have baiting opened up in Iosco County by bow season this
year.
Now, I don't want people to start baiting yet.
Yeah.
And please wait till the announcement comes out. But meeting with the NRC and the DNR today on a conference call, they have sound science behind moving Iosco to a TB-free zone.
That is great news.
And that's important because Representative Petalia has been a leader on that issue, and the fact that the Natural Resources Commission is evaluating the science behind that, and the science really justify this, That's an important consideration.
All right. One of the other pieces of good news, manufacturing. I know you wanted to mention something about that, John.
Sure. The National Association of Manufacturers recently ranked Michigan as the number one manufacturing growth state in the country. And that's great news when you consider where our unemployment rate has been in the past. We're doing better. We're still not doing good enough. But the fact that we're growing manufacturing jobs, which is a real strength for Michigan, I think is going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, Michigan's just a better place to do business in, Gavin. And, you know, being the chair of tourism, I've always pushed Northeast Michigan to come up and visit us, see what we are. And, oh, by the way, we're a great place to do business.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and sometimes our little corridor here gets forgotten a lot. And, boy, maybe this is going to open up some venues that way, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. As far as the tourism committee goes, Pure Michigan now is going to be advertising in Toronto. First time ever. We're putting $2 million in the Toronto market, which we have never been able to do before, but we're put $3 million more in the Pure Michigan campaign this year. The goal is to put the money into the Toronto market to encourage the Torontonians to travel Northeast Michigan as the Chicagoans travel west side of Michigan.
Okay.
So our goal is to bring them in, and we're going to be having a few meetings up and down the US 23 corridor here this summer with MEDC and also bringing in our local officials to try to get them encouraged to participate in the plan.
We're going to mention that in just a moment, but one of the other things I know you guys are both strongly involved with are Veterans Affairs, and there's been some changes there too, right?
We have a new agency that's specifically designed to reach out to veterans, make sure our veterans are accessing the benefits to which they're entitled. One of the things we found over the past several years is that our veterans weren't accessing some of the resources that they were entitled to. And so the governor, along with the legislature, we've identified a new agency within the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs that will specifically focus on access to health care, jobs, and just making sure that Michigan is welcoming to our veterans. Already, we've seen benefits where our department is communicating better with the federal agency to know when veterans move into our state. You know, we've been pretty good at identifying veterans who are currently living here, but when someone moves in from another state, we had not been able to access their database, and now we have that communication going much better.
We're definitely moving forward in Michigan, bringing to light what is available for veterans. Michigan was 48th in veteran benefit usage. We just were not getting it out to them, and it's the fault of the state, but it's also veterans are very independent people. They put their time in. They're honorable people. They want to get out, get in back into civilian life, either back on the farm or back in the job market, wherever it be. But they set those benefits aside. But it's truly their right and their benefits. And some of the things we've passed in the House and moved over to the Senate, four bills at the end of last week, was to allow, let's say, a truck driver in the service, we allow them to drive multi-million dollars worth of equipment, but when they depart from the service, we make them go through a gamut of things to get their CDL. Or if it's a mechanic or an airplane mechanic or an EMT or an ambulance driver. So we're allowing that military training to transfer into military or into civilian use a lot easier now than we have in the past.
Very good. And I would be remiss if I didn't bring up at least the Medicaid expansion thing. I know that's been in the news for at least the last week. Every day we've got something on that.
But what's that all about, Kevin?
Yeah, what is that all about? That's my question. What is that all about? There seems to be some differences between the governor and what's happening in the legislature.
Well, this is happening all over the country because as part of Obamacare, states were given the option as to whether or not to expand Medicaid. And just for your listeners, you know, when I first came to the legislature, it was between 1 in 8 and 1 in 9 Michigan residents were on Medicaid. Now we're at 1 in 5. If we do the expansion, it will be 1 in 4 Michigan residents. And many of us have raised concerns as how do you sustain that financially over the long term? Because I think the worst thing we could do is make a promise to people and then not be able to afford it financially in the long run. So we are taking a deliberate approach. The House sent us legislation, which we're reviewing, and there's a study group working in the Senate. I know the governor would like to see a vote sooner, and I understand that, but we want to make sure we get it right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the challenges there, Kevin, is we have a group of people on the system right now, and if we're going to be putting on, and we were told originally 200,000 additional folks, then it went to 400 and 500, and now some of the numbers are north of 800,000 people. If we get them all on the system, and then the system collapses, the people that are already on the system now, what do we do then? Everybody's benefits are going to be reduced, and we're going to be dealing with something that is going to be a major challenge. And as Senator Mulliner said, we're looking at 25% of our population on the system. And for us as legislators to do our due diligence, we have to make sure a solid funding source is there.
Otherwise, it's wise.
Right. And, you know, we're being told that we can rely on the federal government on this program, but they got this little sequester thing going on right now that they can't meet their own obligations.
Well, and I think in the past, people have always looked at Washington money, federal dollars, as free dollars. Well, when there's a $17 trillion debt in Washington, D.C., those dollars are not free. And we have an obligation to look out for future generations and make sure whatever we do as a state, we can look at our constituents and say we're doing the right thing for future generations.
Very good. We are talking to State Senator John Molinar and State Representative Peter Battaglia. Now, you guys are about to embark on another big journey. I know I talked to you guys last year. You did the Heritage Route Tour, and you're doing it again this year.
We sure are, and we got great feedback from your listeners and people who joined us along the route, along Heritage Route 23. And we have another 2 days of lots of activities and meetings throughout the district. We're going to have the director of the DNR as well as the director of agriculture joining us. And we hope to have, as Peter mentioned, folks from the MEDC and other government agencies so that they can see all the wonderful things about Northeast Michigan and really get to know our constituents, and people will have access to them and be able to discuss issues of concern as well.
Very good. Now, will you be heading south to north or north to south?
We're going south to north this time.
Last year
we went north to south. This time we're going south to north.
Yeah. Very good.
You know, Kevin, getting these department heads up here is good for Senator Molinar and I, because when we're debating an issue or saying Director so-and-so, you know, we had you at that farm, or you saw this business, it's a lot easier for us. And again, Senator Molinar has been doing a great job making sure Northeast Michigan's in the limelight. And I'll tell you a quick story. One time I was walking through the Capitol and Lieutenant Governor Kelly was walking by and he saw me. He says, "Now what do you want, Peter?" Well, I'm not done yet. Northeast Michigan does count.
It sure does. And you guys are making it count, and you've been doing a lot. Now, do we know when that tour is taking place? Do you have the date?
July 18th and 19th.
July 18th and 19th, and hopefully I'll talk to you guys when you're on the tour or before you get started, so we can get some details on that.
Sure. There'll be a lot of things happening that weekend. That's the hog rally also, so you'll be getting a lot of motorcyclists coming through the area. If I can mention to your listeners, these are great people. You know, they're not the thing that you think as a motorcyclist. These people want to come up, enjoy, and spend money, so let's treat them right.
There you go. State Senator John Molinar and State Representative Peter Battaglia, I know you guys are busy, but thank you for stopping in and joining us today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.